Blog Talk Radio.
It's about damn time.
It's Thursday night and time for the Hot Corner.
There are 108 beads in a Catholic rosary and there are 108 stitches in a baseball.
Your home for all things MLB.
Stock one out of the park for me.
The Reds, the Cubs, the Cardinals, the Dodgers, and the White Sox.
I love baseball.
The balance has you covered with a Hot Corner.
Watch where you're walking, guys. I don't want you to step in the crap I just knocked out of that ball, huh?
News, rumors, and fantasy, it's all on the Hot Corner.
Baseball, it's the best.
And here is your host, Tom Marquis.
See you later.
Beautiful pitch by Kershaw. And what a catch by Carlos Beltran. High fly ball into deep right field. I don't believe it. High fly ball. Deep left field. Back it goes. And that ball is gone. Crowd at the wall. Leaps up. And he makes the catch.
Center field. Gunner going back.
There goes the runner.
The ball's going off again.
Here's Williams throwing. And there! He!
Did he get around the tag? He did!
And Hamilton beat it. Throw by Vancouver.
They got him!
Hit into right. Back at the wall. Home game!
Clark came out.
Here's well, the left center field. Back toward the track. And that ball is gone.
And the Rays are in the postseason.
Celebration time.
The
National League.
And the Detroit Tigers are going back to the American League Championship Series.
The Dodgers are the National League West champions.
St. Louis Cardinals win their third straight division series.
It hasn't happened at Fenway Park for 95 years. The Red Sox are world champions.
Minions, welcome to the Hot Corner. My name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente. You know me as the host of The Balance. We do this thing every Thursday night. And I tell you what, not very often do we get to say, you know what, our jobs are pretty freaking cool. Well, today is one of those days for me. Let me tell you that I here at The Balance we cover all kinds of sports. And it's about every type of sport that you can think of on The Balance on Saturday morning. But on Thursdays, we dedicate 1 hour to baseball, MLB, the minor league baseball. And I tell you what, it's a passion of mine. I have followed baseball since I have been a young lad, if you will. And nothing gets better than opening night. I don't care who your team is. Nothing gets better than opening night. And we're so privileged to bring you the Hot Corner live from Victory Field tonight. And welcome to all of our friends over at Indiana Talks who's listening to us on the Indiana Talks Network. So glad you guys are a part of us. Well, it is opening night right here at Victory Field. Your Indianapolis Indians champions, West Division International League champions from not only 2012, 2013. Will they make it another season? Well, we're going to find out beginning tonight. Of course, we're off to a great start, been on the road, but tonight is their home opener here at Victory Field, certainly one of the nicest ballparks in America. And so glad that we're here. Also joining us now is our new and old co-host, if you will, the official co-host, original co-host of the Balance, Mr. Kevin Chapman. And I you know what? Everybody on the Balance has a nickname here, and so Kevin is no different. So we've got you as the country boy from country boy from Philly. Now, I know you're out and about down, certainly getting ready. The gates are getting ready to open up here at Victory Field. And we've had a good time walking around this afternoon and catching some batting practice and catching, you know, the Indians doing some warm-up. And right now the Toledo Mudheads are out there doing some batting practice. So I tell you what, like I mentioned in the opening dialogue there, Kevin, it does not get any better than opening day. Talk with us a little bit about, you know, what opening day means to you.
You know, Tom, I just showed you. I came up to our radio area, and I just showed you baseball. You know, it's sad. I'm 44 years old, going on 45. I feel like a two-year-old at a baseball stadium that found his, like, his first baseball. You know, opening day is awesome.
What did I tell you about picking up rocks on the field there, Kevin?
Well, you know, they said I could have it.
That's great. You know, certainly if you're you know, within listening shot of the Indianapolis Indians, certainly at any time coming up tonight. I know that a lot of this is on a what we call a tape delay broadcast here in the Indianapolis market and across the state of Indiana. But certainly come across to Victory Field, probably the nicest ballpark you'll ever walk into, and so fan-friendly. And certainly the Indianapolis Indians are a AAA affiliate for the Pittsburgh Pirates. And so we also meet really a rival in a lot of ways, Kevin, the Toledo Mudhens. Talk with us a little bit about the Mudhens, who they are, and what they're about.
Well, right now the Toledo Mudhens are about, I believe if I checked correctly earlier, 2.5 games behind us. Right now. So right now we have that lead, and the key is we got 3 game coming games against them. So if we pull at least one or hopefully at least 2 out of this, we'll still maintain the lead that the Indianapolis Indians have in our conference.
Well, and I tell you what, and what an exciting year, like we talked about a little bit there in the opening break, how exciting it is to go not to 2012, but also 2013 International League West champion. And are you there with me, Kevin?
I am here.
Oh, okay. I thought you said something. I thought I lost you. I know you're out walking the field, and certainly a good friend of yours is going to be singing the national anthem. We'll get a sound bite from her after the national anthem to play on the Balance at Hot Corner a little bit later on. You know, earlier this week, last week I should say, had an opportunity to catch up with Jay Jackson of the Indianapolis Indians and talk with him a little bit about this year's season, his first year here with the Indianapolis Indians. Here's what he had to say. We'll be right back.
All right. Talking with Jared Hughes. Jared, does anybody ever tell you you should play basketball instead of baseball?
You know, I get it all the time. And when I was in high school, I played basketball.
Well, that's Jared Hughes for the Indianapolis Indians. They had it labeled wrong. So, Jared Hughes, we did speak with Jay Jackson. We'll go ahead and listen to that. Is the soundbite is marked wrong there? So it is Jared Hughes of the Indianapolis Indians.
All right, talking with Jared Hughes. Jared, does anybody ever tell you you should play basketball instead of baseball?
You know, I get it all the time. And when I was in high school, I played basketball, but I grew up as one of the tallest kids in my class at all my levels, so I played post. And I was 6'7", playing post, which is pretty tall, especially for high school. But my coach came up to me, my baseball coach came up to me one day, and he said, Jared, you know, you can be a 6'7" pitcher and play in the major leagues, or you can be a 6'7" center and play in the NBA. So he's just going to give you that information. You kind of make a wise choice. And I was like, well, there's no 6'7" centers in the NBA, right? So I chose baseball, and it ended up working out.
Well, absolutely. Looking out great for you. Now, coming back this year from last year, great year last year, by the way. What are some of the things that you learned from last year? It seems like last year you guys were able to get over that hump. Now that you're over it, how do you stay over that and keep that momentum? And certainly, feeding on into the Pirates, as good as they have done, so you've got to be proud to be part of the Indians and the Pirates in 2013. What a great year that was. So you got a lot of momentum coming into 2014. How do you keep that up?
Well, I mean, you look back at 2013, and it's in the past now, but something to learn from that is, honestly, that hard work pays off, that we put so much work as an organization, as teammates and as individuals into last season, and it paid off. We won. We won in the big leagues. We won at the AAA level. I mean, it was a great season for our organization, and that was the hard work we put into it. So in hindsight, you look at that, and you go into the last offseason, and you're thinking, okay, I'm going to work hard again. Because if I work hard again, I'm going to win again. And that's what we all did. We went out this offseason. We all worked out. We did everything we could hard. I mean, if you look at how our organization was run, the moves they made, they did a great job. And I think that we're going into the season, after a great spring training, even more prepared than we were last year.
Jared, I appreciate your time. I look forward to watching you in 2014.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
It's a little of both, they say. Our ball club may be minor league, but at least it's Triple A. We sit below the Marlboro Man, above the Rockville Wall. We do the wave all by ourselves. Hey, if a blind man could have made that call. We like our beer flat as candy. We like our dogs with mustard and relish. We got a great pitcher, what's his name? Well, we can't even spell it. We don't worry about the pennant much. We just like to see the boys hit it deep. There's nothing like the view from the Chiefs.
Hi, I'm Mark Timmons of U.S. Water Systems, a family-owned Indiana company that sells water treatment equipment around the world. But we especially know Indiana water because our world headquarters are right here in Indy. You have bad water in your home or business? Whether you're on city or well water, uswatersystems.com makes it easy to solve your water problems. We offer videos, all sorts of water conditioning equipment, and tech support 365 days a year by certified water specialists. U.S. Water has reverse osmosis systems, water softeners, and salt-free water conditioners from $179. Visit us at uswatersystems.com.
All right, well, we were supposed to have a music bumper there, but that they didn't have the beauty of taping live remotely sometimes isn't always the way that you anticipate for it to do. But my name is Tom Mark Wassell, Presidente, host of the Hot Corner. So glad that you guys could join us on a very special episode of the Hot Corner live from Victory Field opening night. Certainly at a little bit earlier time of our broadcast, of our normal 7 o'clock slot. And so I know you hear us on Indiana Talks all across the state of Indiana. At 10 o'clock. So certainly a tape delay broadcast. Myself and Kevin Chapman hanging out here at Victory Field. And Kevin, I know you're down there right there on field level behind the Indianapolis Indians dugout, checking out some batting practice of the Toledo Mud Hens. Talk with me a little bit about this park, how beautiful this park is. I know that you and I have been here several times, certainly no stranger to us, and us as a show is really our home park. But talk with us a little bit about Victory Field and how special this is to the fans.
Well, you know, Victory Field is one of the fields that, you know, number where you are is an amazing view. And the honest thing is, we here in Indianapolis have so many sports we could go to, whether it's racing or basketball or football. But the one thing is, with the Victory Field, it's a very, very fan-friendly, like you said earlier. And you know, if you want to take a family out, this is one of those places where you can afford to take your entire family out and just have a great time. If you got kids, they have the outfield, they have the grass area, you can save money and let your kids roll down the hill. Heck, I rolled down the hill, Tom, so it's a good time out there.
Well, absolutely. You know, I'm looking out here right now. Well, a very familiar face with the Indianapolis Indians, and he's the voice, the radio voice of the Indianapolis Indians, Howard Kelman, out there by the dugout as well, talking to players as well. And he's called over 6,000 baseball games during his broadcasting career. And coming up here in 2014 will be his 39th season behind the mic right here at Indianapolis. I mean, with the Indianapolis Indians, not necessarily here at the field. The bit has been here for that long, but and you know what, you talk about the memories of baseball, and you know, I remember the old Busch Stadium, which now they've really did a great job of remodeling that over there and turning that into some condominiums and keeping that feel of the baseball field and the history of baseball over there on the west side of Indianapolis. And, you know, what a great view, though, that we have here at Victory Field. Certainly tonight, later on, after the game, I believe there'll be fireworks. And if you've not seen fireworks with the skyline of Indianapolis in the background, you're really missing something special, that's for sure. So it's a great opportunity that they have. And usually on Fridays, I believe on Fridays on home games, they have the fireworks. So a great family environment. I can, like you said, come out there and hang out on the lawn, the seats. And certainly, you know, one of their slogans is baseball up close and personal. And here at the Indianapolis Indians, they absolutely love to do that. And if you're over 21 and you like to indulge in the alcoholic beverages, if you will, the adult beverages, there's Captain Morgan's Cove. If they haven't renamed that, I'm looking out there. It looks a little bit different, but maybe it still is Captain Morgan's Cove. But either which way, it's a good little sports bar atmosphere where you can go out and catch the Indianapolis Indians game from your seat. So great opportunity out there in left field at Victory Field. Well, let's talk about these Indianapolis Indians. Kevin, obviously AAA affiliate for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Great season in 2012 and 2013 in International League West champions. What do they have to do this year to make it a three-peat? It's hard enough to get it two, let alone three.
Great start. Right now they're off to a great start. They're 6-1. They have a two-and-a-half game lead over second place. And we haven't really the key players that brought us those 2012-2013 West Division champions, really we have some of them here still in place. We have some amazing talent still here. So I think the biggest thing that we need to do, like in any sport, is if they stick to the basics, stick to some just basic batting practice, some basic base running. Really, we don't need to do anything different than we've done. We just need to do the same thing. And I don't see a team out there in our conference that will cause us not to three-peat.
Well, it's going to be an exciting season, and we follow a lot of the teams in the International League. It's hard to follow all of the minor league teams in both the AAA and AA, but it's sitting right up the road, up 69 here. A lot of our Indiana Talk fans enjoy a ball game out at the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, which is a AA affiliate for the San Diego Padres. Great ballpark as well, and they've did a lot of remodeling. I know that they're going to be on the show. We'll probably be going out there as well throughout the season. So a lot of great ballparks. I think Evansville has got a ballpark as well. So if you're in the state of Indiana, just get out there to your favorite ballpark and check out the Indians. Of course, tonight, the Indianapolis Indians take on home opener, take on the Toledo Mud Hens, which has really kind of been we won't call them a thorn somewhat, but certainly they have been right there and have played the Indianapolis Indians and really make the Indianapolis Indians come out and play their best games. And if I'm not mistaken, they are the AAA affiliate for the Detroit Tigers, Kevin. So as we look at the Toledo Mud Hens, what are some of the things that the Indians really kind of have to look out for and have their guard up?
I'm sorry, Tom, I didn't hear that.
Oh, I was asking you a little bit about the Toledo Mud Hens and how the Indianapolis Indians have to prepare to play them.
Well, I think the biggest thing that we have, and I don't think it's a huge issue with us, our starting pitcher right now has an amazing ERA, 1-0, no runs against him, one walk, one strikeout, he's pitched six innings. So I think the key there is he needs to start out strong. And just like in any other baseball game, professional, minor league, or my favorite, little league, you have to, as long as our pitching staff starts out strong, and defense is the key, you could have some chips here or there. But as long as we're defensively strong, I think we'll be okay tonight.
Well, and I agree with you. I think that there has to be really with the Indianapolis Indians, they have got to control the game defensively throughout the entire game against Toledo. As we sit here and we watch the batting practice with the Toledo Mud Hens, and you know what? One of the great things that we've got here, certainly we've got some of the top prospects for the Pittsburgh Pirates right here playing with the Indianapolis Indians. But let's make no joke about it, Detroit Tigers have done their homework and have done their share, especially here recently, as they have been right there a very strong contender in the American League.
Well, I mean, there's nobody on the Toledo Mud Hens that you could say isn't talented. Obviously, any one of those starting in that starting lineup tonight could hurt us, just like anybody in ours. But I really believe that right now we're still on, for lack of better terms, a high of the last two seasons, which we should be. And I think that right now we are in a place that we know those key players, and I think we've done our homework. So we'll be all right. It should be a close game. You know, Thursday nights are value nights out here at the ballpark, so if you want to bring your family out, Thursday is the best night to do it. But I think anybody comes out to opening tonight, which we're expecting, I believe, a sellout from what we've heard, is going to be in their hands for an amazing night of baseball.
Well, absolutely, and I really want to extend our special thanks to the Indianapolis Indians, Brian Boswell, who gave us the opportunity to spend some time out there. We did have to work around our schedules to do it a little bit earlier, but that's great. And, you know, it's a great time to get out here, and we're right out here in the thick of it all. I know you're down hanging out in the stands out by the dugout there, and you're also our official photographer for the Balance and Hot Corner as well, so I know you're pulling double duty, if you will. Well, my name's Sal Marquis, El Presidente. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. My name's Sal Marquis, El Presidente. This is the Hot Corner, live at Victory Field.
For you, you better watch your back.
Hi, I'm Mark Timmons of U.S. Water Systems, a family-owned Indiana company that sells water treatment equipment around the world. But we especially know Indiana water because our world headquarters are right here in Indy. You have bad water in your home or business? Whether you're on city or well water, uswatersystems.com makes it easy to solve your water problems. We offer videos, all sorts of water conditioning equipment, and tech support 365 days a year by certified water specialists. U.S. Water has reverse osmosis systems, water softeners, and salt-free water conditioners from $179. Visit us at uswatersystems.com.
Well, I tell you what, my name is Sal Marquis, El Presidente. We're having a time with our sound bumpers, I tell you. But we are live.
Thank you.
All right, welcome back to Victor Field. My name is Saul Marquis. This is the Hot Corner. We've got about 30 minutes left. Certainly, we'd like to talk with you. If you got any thoughts, would you like to talk with us about the Indianapolis Indians, the Toledo Mudhens, or any team on the MLB? I know, Kevin, we haven't really had an opportunity to talk much about the MLB and the MLB teams, but certainly the Indianapolis Indians, being a AAA affiliate for the Pittsburgh Pirates, also got off to a great start in opening night. Obviously, beat the Chicago Cubs as well. So talk with us a little bit about the, and I know that we call you the country boy from Philadelphia. So we'll start with your Philadelphia Phillies. What are your thoughts this year? Looking at 2014 as they open up the season, obviously Rollins is back, and that's huge. And he proved that you can have a baby and still play baseball.
Yeah, we talked about that the other night on Blog Talk. But, you know, I can tell you, I'm scared. We brought in A.J. from the Pittsburgh Pirates, and he hasn't really produced like I kind of hoped he would. Jimmy Rollins, I'll tell you right now, a lot of people look at Howard as being the key to us, and I, a firm person, will argue that. I'm looking at Chase Utley and Jimmy Rollins, our key in Philadelphia. If they don't perform, we will not have a very good season. Our last season showed it. We have an amazing pitching staff in Philadelphia. I mean, we have one of the best pitchers out there, Cliff Lee, Cole Hamels. But it doesn't matter if we can hold the other team to one run if we can't score one. So that's the problem with Philly right now. We can't score. We have a great defense, but our offense, for lack of better terms, is not present in most games.
Well, Kevin, let me ask you this. As you look around the MLB, and especially let's talk a little bit about the National League Central. Certainly we've got a lot of fans that are big Reds fans, and my Cardinals as well have been doing battle with the Reds. And it's going to be right there at the end. It's going to be the St. Louis Cardinals, Cincinnati Reds right there at the end. But, you know, let's talk a little bit about the National League Central. You got to throw in the Cubs, and you got the Cardinals and the Reds. Who do you think is going to come on the dust clears at the end of the year here? Talk to me a little bit about what kind of season that we can look for from the National League Central.
Well, as much as I hate to say it because you are a St. Louis fan, I have to go with them. Cubs, unfortunately, have their streaks. They took one from us, Philly, 8-2 in Chicago, but against Philly. So they have those games where they can pull it out, but then they have those games where, and well, most of the season, where they just decide, I don't know, whether they did not play baseball is the only thing you think of. So I don't see the Cubs being an issue. And unfortunately, St. Louis just has that talent there that they've built. They're very smart when it came to free agency, draft, and just their minor league teams. You know, just like Pittsburgh is building from here in Indianapolis, you know, St. Louis has done a great job bringing players from within their organization, vice deciding to go everywhere else to look for players.
You know, Kevin, I do want to find out, let you know, I'm looking across here at left field here at Victory Field here in Indianapolis, and what used to be Captain's Morgan Cove, I guess it's now called the Cove. So if you guys want to check that out, do that. It's $35, but I tell you what, I think you get like a $10 food and beverage. And beverage does not necessarily mean Pepsi. Spend some time out there in the Cove, in the non-working state before as I come here as a fan. And certainly, as I mentioned before, this is our home field, so I certainly enjoy coming here as a fan myself. Toledo Mudhens warming up out on the field, getting ready to take on the Indianapolis Indians in the home opener. And you know what? It just feels good. There's just something special, Kevin, about being out at the ballpark on opening day. And certainly we looked at to some of the leaders of the Indianapolis Indians and Jared Hughes as we played the interview from him just a little bit earlier, Jared Hughes and the rest of the tribe and getting their home opener. And what a great feel it would be to have a win against the Toledo Mudhens. And as we look at the International West standings, Indianapolis obviously coming out on in first place, 6 wins and 1 loss. And the Louisville Bats, a AAA affiliate for the Cincinnati Reds, 3 wins and 2 losses. Toledo Mudhens, who here tonight, two wins and four losses, and the Columbus Clippers. And you know what? And that's another team that we talk about here at Victory Field quite a lot, the Columbus Clippers. Always, really, no matter what happens, it's one of those type of games that you just kind of got to throw everything out because you don't know what's going to happen when either we go to Columbus or the Columbus Clippers come here. And I know that a little bit earlier we were talking with a fan who actually just happens to be here in Indianapolis on business and is here at Victory Field, travels all over the country, but his home team and favorite team is the Columbus Clippers as well. And so certainly everybody's familiar with the Columbus Clippers and the Indianapolis Indians and when they go at it. And really, no matter what the record is at the beginning of the game, anything can happen when those two teams meet. So as we look at the International League West and we look at Louisville, Indianapolis, and Toledo and Columbus, I think that we're in a good position. I think we're in a very good position to have a three-peat, but at the same time, you know, it's a long season. It's a marathon. It's not a race. And I think the Indianapolis Indians have made some great strides this year as far as returning another. I mean, and how thrilling is that for the fans here in Indianapolis, Kevin? So, but tonight, the first pitch is at 7:05 here at Victory Field, downtown Indianapolis, home opener with the against the Toledo Mud Hens. And, Kevin, it sounds like you've walked into the Cove.
Well, yeah, I am right next to the Cove. But I have to say, as a redneck from Philly, country boy from Philly, I have to give them credit here. They have the most amazing music called country playing right now. But I am going towards the Cove because, as you said, used people call it the Captain Morgan's Cove, and I'm not sure why they dropped that because they really need, I love that name. But they just call it the Cove right now. And, you know, that's the thing we talked about earlier. I really do hope that our listeners in this area come out one night because I'm telling you right now, it doesn't matter. If you're an adult, we have the Cove. Like you said, it's $35. You can come in, you can sit down and get, that's your way into the park, $10 towards drinks. But if you're not an adult or if you already have kids, you have the field, the behind the outfield where you're, hopefully you're 6 or 7 year old son or daughter that loves baseball. If you get that home run ball, there's literally, no matter what age you are, no matter what age group you are, there is something here for it. So, I really do hope that our local fans decide to come out. I guarantee this right now, they will not be disappointed.
Well, absolutely not, and I know that we're getting some pitchers together, batting practice, and all the different things that happen out here at Victory Field on opening night. And I tell you what, it's always exciting also to see the grounds crew out there getting ready. A lot of times, we don't really give the grounds crew the props that they want as fans, or maybe not that they want. Maybe I don't think they want any props, or that they need or deserve is probably the better way of saying it. Because I tell you what, hopefully we'll get this game in without any weather issues. I think we are expecting some storms to come through. There might be that possibility when we might deal with a rain delay or a lightning delay. But bottom line, whenever there is that weather issue, the grounds crew are the ones out there covering up the field and getting everything so that hopefully at some time we can resume play again. Let's hope that we do get a game in tonight. We don't have the rain delay, if you will. We got a little. We got about 90 minutes or so before the first pitch out here at Victory Field, the Toledo Mud Hens against the Indianapolis Indians. Are looking around the International League. Paul Tuckett is taking on Buffalo. Obviously, Paul Tuckett and Buffalo are going to be a great game. Paul Tuckett 4-3 at Buffalo 4-1. Those Columbus Clippers, don't know really what's going on with them right now, but I certainly expect them to turn things around. They're at 1-5 going against the Louisville Bats at 3-2. Certainly our game here, the Toledo Mud Hens and the Indianapolis Indians. Also, the Rochester and Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. Them Iron Pigs. There's another team to watch, 3-4 as well. Syracuse and Scranton, both of them coming in at 2-4. And, of course, the Indianapolis Indians are 6-1. Toledo Mud Hens are 2-4. And already played today was the feeder team or the AAA team for the Atlanta Braves, the Gwinnett Braves, and then your Norfolk Tides pulled off a win out there in Norfolk. So there you go. That's what's going on around the International League. Kevin, where are you at right now?
I am down on the field taking some more photos for us. I'm down here. I got some some close-up shots of Toledo, and hopefully get some shots there. And, you know, I got to say, down here you've got the Toledo Mudhens down here signing autographs and all. So I'm having a blast. I don't know what they'll say, though, but I'm having a blast. I feel like a five-year-old.
Oh, I tell you what, it is something special. Every year, I'm 45 years old, and every year, you know, opening day, the sound of the bat, you know, it's just something special about opening day. It gives you goosebumps, you know. Well, and I know Kevin's down there on the field. My name is Mark Wassell, Presidente. We're host of the Hot Corner, and you also host of The Balance. Make sure you catch me on The Balance every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 a.m. We're out here at the Victory Field. It's opening day. It doesn't get any better than that right here on the Hot Corner. We'll be right back.
Little roller up along first. Behind the bag. It gets through Buckner. Here comes Knight, and the Mets win it.
Now the pitch. As a high drive, deep right, center way back, might be out of here, is off the wall. One run is in, two runs are in, a third man scores, and look at this star. Way back, might be out of here.
Hey! Hey! He did it again! He did it again! The game is tied! Holy cow!
How about that?
Here it is. There goes the runner. Hey, a line drive off the pitcher. Game is over. Cubs win. What a lucky break. The good Lord wants the Cubs to win. A line drive deflected by Smith to the shortstop, Owen. And it's a double play.
One ball, two strikes. The pitch. Hey, Cubs win the division. Cubs win the division. Cubs win the division. The pitch.
The echoes, the legends, the hearts and souls of champions, all will take notice as a new tradition ignites. The inaugural Grand Prix of Indianapolis. New twists, new turns, new thrills. Grand Prix of Indianapolis at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Our story begins now.
Hi, I'm Mark Timmons of U.S. Water Systems, a family-owned Indiana company that sells water treatment equipment around the world. But we especially know Indiana water because our world headquarters are right here in Indy. You have bad water in your home or business? Whether you're on city or well water, uswatersystems.com makes it easy to solve your water problems. We offer videos, all sorts of water conditioning equipment, and tech support 365 days a year by certified water specialists. U.S. Water has reverse osmosis systems, water softeners, and salt-free water conditioners from $179. Visit us at uswatersystems.com.
All right, welcome back to the Hot Corner. My name is Saul Marquardell, Presidente. Tell you what, we've got about 20 minutes left here on the Hot Corner. We are out of Victory Field, the greatest minor league ballpark in America. The fans are starting to come in. It's opening night, Kevin. And I know you're down on the field. Toledo Mudhens taking some batting practice right now. AAA affiliate for the Detroit Tigers and our Indianapolis Indians, AAA. Are you with us, Kevin?
Yes, I am. You know, Tom, I'm actually from Ohio.
Oh, okay. Now, I tell you what, I don't know if You may want to just give him the phone. I'd love to talk with him if he wants to be on. I know he's also wrote a book about some Major League Baseball. I know that he's did like, and one of the great things that we do here at the Hot Corner is we do really like to associate with the fans, and I know you and I had an opportunity to catch up with him. What's his name? I apologize.
Well, why don't I do this, Tom? How about instead of having him call in, I will go ahead and take the back seat for a minute. And his name is Jeff. So I will go ahead and hand my phone over to Jeff, and I'll just let him talk to you for a little bit over on the show.
Okay, are you with us, Jeff?
Yeah, hi, Tom.
Hi, Jeff. How are you doing? Sure. Nice to talk with you, and I know... Hi, Jeff. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. Hi, Jeff. I know I got a chance to meet with you a little bit. My name is Saul Marcus. I'm host of the Hot Corner that we do this every Thursday night, of course, our national show, and the Balance as well. And then Kevin, our photographer there and also co-host for tonight, has talked with you a little bit, and he was sharing with me on our walk back up here to the skybox or the radio box here that you have written a book about the MLB. Talk with us a little bit about that book. Or has it written, or are you currently writing?
It was written. It was published back in 2004. It's called Diamond Days, Life in Minor League Baseball. And I'm an engineer by trade, but I do some writing on the side, and I just thought it would be interesting, going to a lot of minor league games all over to find out what it's like. So around 2000, I started the research, and I interviewed over 150 ball players, coaches, managers, umpires, front office people from 2000 to 2001 mostly, and then took me a couple of years to kind of put everything together into a book. But the people I interviewed range from one guy made his major league debut back in 1935 up to guys who were actively playing in the minors back in 2000.
Well, and I tell you what, that's a great story, and I appreciate you just taking some time to come on. I know it wasn't really planned on your schedule today. In fact, you're in town here in Indianapolis on a business trip, and I know you're from Columbus, and your team is the Columbus Clippers. And as we mentioned earlier here on the show, the Columbus Clippers and the Indianapolis Indians always play each other good and close, and it really doesn't matter what the records are, whether or not we're in Columbus or the Clippers are here. It's always a good game against the Clippers. So talk with us a little bit about the 2014 season of the Clippers outside of that loss that you suffered to the Tribe here in Indianapolis. Well, at Columbus,
well,
I'm sorry.
Well, they've got with the talent they've got in Cleveland, there's a lot of their starting rotation, guys like Josh Tomlin. They've got some guys who are pretty close to the, you know, being major league caliber. So, and a lot of younger guys. You know, a lot of AAA, you see a lot of veterans and stuff, which is also good, but we have a lot of high hopes, of course, in spring, but the Indianapolis crew took care of business in Columbus, so I got to see them on Friday night winning 10 innings, 2-1, and then they had a doubleheader Saturday to make up the rain out on Thursday, and they swept that. So the Tribe wound up beating the AAA Tribe, taking that four-game series, but you know what, after a winter, I was at the ballpark, so it was all good.
Well, I tell you what, and we were talking about this a little bit earlier, that you are here on a business trip for another reason, but you do go to a lot of ballparks all across the nation, and I know that you told me you've been to a lot of ballparks, but you know what, I guess I'm a little bit biased, but is this not one of the nicest ballparks you've ever been to?
It is. I first came here, I saw my first game here around, I'm going to guess around 2002 or so, and was very impressed. This was kind of one of the, I would say, it's a new generation of ballparks they built that have a distinctive, you know, baseball feel, but very open. You know, I like how it shows off the city skyline. You know, you're sitting in the stands and you get to see, a lot of the city, so you feel like you're part of Indianapolis. And it makes it very unique.
And we're talking with Jeff, and Jeff, I'm sorry. I had an opportunity to meet you a little bit earlier on this afternoon, and we always like to interact with fans and talk with them. And, you know, it came out that you had written this book about Minor League in America. What a great story that is. Talk with us a little bit about what the book's about, who you interviewed, and maybe some of the keynotes of the book. Obviously, we would like for people to go out and buy the book. So, you know, you got yourself a free commercial here. So go ahead, sir.
Well, again, I just kind of randomly selected a cross-section of people, and it's about not just stuff on the field. There's a lot of chapters about the on-field action, some of the great pitching and hitting performances in the minor leagues in the history, but also a lot of strange things that happen in the games. And then there's a lot about, you know, this book starts off with, you know, these guys, their first years in the minors and what that's like. You know, a lot of them, it's the first time away from home. Or as a lot of them said, you know, on my high school or college team, I was the best guy on my team. Now I've got 25 guys who are all the best player on the team. It goes into that and what it's like on the long bus ride to the minors, all sorts of things. I also cover guys who've played overseas. And then towards the tail end of the book, we go into a guy's first experience is getting called up to the majors. And, well, like I said, I chose a lot of people at random. Some of them had interesting stories. I had interviewed about a dozen guys who played in pro ball's longest game in history, a 33-inning game between Rochester and Pawtucket back in 81. I also wrote to every living Hall of Famer, figuring I was a nobody, but let's just see what would happen. And I got to interview three of them. Bobby Doerr, who played in the minors and the majors with the Red Sox, and he was also in the Hall of Fame. Also, Brooks Robinson. That was a lot of fun. And that was some of that. Some of the guys I interviewed, while they were in the minors, later they got called up. I even interviewed Eric Wedge when he was managing in Akron, and then later he got, you know, of course, managing the majors.
Well, Jeff, and I won't take much more of your time because I know you are here tonight as a fan and not in a official work capacity like us. As you look
no
at this, well, that's great because we love talking with you here, and certainly we'll make sure that we get all the information about how to order your book and what your book's titled and all of that stuff, and we'll get it up on our social media. But real quickly, I know you're here as a fan, and you look at the Toledo Mud Hens. I know you're from Ohio, so it's another Ohio team, obviously to the north of you. Toledo Mud Hens, Indianapolis Indians, always a good ball game, but it's opening night here at Victory Field. So talk with us a little bit about the Toledo Mud Hens and the Indianapolis Indians.
Well, honestly, I don't know much about the Mud Hens, you know, as far as the players on there, but you know, you mentioned, you know, geographically when you have Toledo, Columbus, and Indianapolis all in the same area. So they do, I think they probably play each other a little more. They're kind of familiar with each other. So I just remember I moved to the Columbus area back in 91, and it seems like those are always good games. You know, it's one of those, regardless of the records the teams have at a given time, they play each other very well.
Well, Jeff, we appreciate you taking some time, and I want to make sure that you get that information out to us. But real quickly, where can people find your book, purchase your book, and get your book? I guess that's what that's what happens,
well,
Jeff. When I interview it, can you hear me now, Jeff?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Okay. That's what happens sometimes, do an interview without prep. So I do apologize for that. But where can people order your book, find your book, and so forth?
Okay. It's available on demand. So you can go to a place like barnesandnobles.com or Amazon, or you can go right to the publisher's website, xlibris.com. That would be xlibris.com. And again, the name of the book is Diamond Days, the CAYS, Life in Minor League Baseball. And they can be ordered online.
Well, Jeff, I look forward to it, and I'll make sure that Kevin, he's our official photographer, I'll make sure he gets a picture of you, and we'll get you up on the website as well. Thanks a lot, Jeff, and enjoy the ball game.
Okay, thank you.
How fun was that? I tell you what, Kevin and I ran into Jeff just earlier on this afternoon, just total random, and they started talking about baseball and come to find out that he's an author about minor league baseball there, Kevin. Kevin, I want to make sure that you get a picture of him and all his information so we can get it up on our social media as well. Well, guys, we're running out of time here, and unfortunately, good things always must come to an end. We got about 9 minutes left here, Kevin, and I know that they're clearing the field off now. Speaking of the grounds crew, right now they're getting all the tarps off and getting the field all ready. And you know, there's always a special design that's put out here for opening field, and the fans always vote for that. So what you see out there is what the fans had an opportunity to vote on, Kevin. But opening night, here we are. We got about 9 minutes left in the hot corner. Real quickly, talk with us about, again, what's on your mind tonight, and what are your thoughts about opening night here at Victory Field?
Well, you know, Tom, I'm just looking for a night of good baseball. You know, here in Indianapolis, the winter has been just one of those winters that every time we thought we were going to get up, we got a kick to the teeth. So, you know, tonight it's beautiful weather. I mean, it's upper 60s. I got a nice breeze going. I don't think you could ask for better weather right now to watch a baseball game. So I'm just looking forward to some good old-fashioned baseball and enjoying it like every red-blooded American does, with some hot dogs and some soda.
Well, I hope that up here in the media center up here, when they open up the food line, you see, that's why we get here early, Kevin, because I tell you what, we may have to go knuckle to get some but hopefully they'll have some hot dogs or something up here for us. I tell you what, it's a special time to be a part of the Indianapolis Indians, to be a part of their opening night here, and it is. I mean, we could ask for better weather, Kevin, and certainly they've got the 60 degree weather guarantee, which basically means that if you come here and at first pitch it's under 60 degrees, you get a free ticket for another game. And I tell you, that's a pretty good deal. And maybe some people bought some tickets or are praying for some rain. At the first pitch, if it's not 60 degrees or higher, I can tell you one thing tonight. You could not have scripted a better night for baseball, for opening night here in Indianapolis. I tell you what, this is fantastic. And you know, certainly all of our fans on Indiana Talks that are listening to us between 10 and 11, certainly you guys got to get down here to Indianapolis. We plan to make a trip at some point. Not sure exactly when. Got to get all of that worked out, but we plan to make a trip up to Fort Wayne, to the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, and cover a game there. Kevin, we got about 5 minutes left here on the hot corner tonight. Let's bounce around some of the MLB thoughts and MLB standings. Certainly, we talked a little bit about your Phillies. Let's talk a little bit about the American League and the Detroit Tigers and their recent acquisition. Well, maybe acquisition as far as multi-year contract. And, you know, also I want to get your thoughts. We don't have a lot of time left here, so just kind of throw this out here. But I also want to get your thoughts on the replay challenge in the MLB. What are your thoughts? And certainly we're new to this here in 2014. The first, and we certainly made fun of the Cubs last week, and probably will continue to make. You know, the Cubs, their fans gotta love them, but I'm gonna tell you what, you just gotta laugh. I mean, they get the first replay challenge in baseball history. Now, it wasn't by design. It just so happened to be that it was the Chicago Cubs, and they lost the challenge with the replay challenge. So, you know, talk with us a little bit about the replay challenge. What are your thoughts, and how do you think it might affect the game? In a lot of ways, I think it might make the game just a little bit longer. In a lot of ways, an MLB game can be pretty long, especially when you get into some games that go 20, 30 innings, as we saw last year in the MLB.
Well, you know, and we talked about this earlier. I'm mixed on the instant replay for MLB. You know, baseball to me was, prior to the instant replay, was about the only pure sport left. I mean, everything else had instant replays and all this other stuff. And baseball was still pure. You know, you had human beings out there calling plays, whether it was behind the play calling the strike balls, or your umpires in the infield calling, you know, your steal safe or not. And it was pure. And I think I'm going to miss that. Now, don't get me wrong. There are times where I've been sitting behind, you know, watching the game on TV or here live at the stadium, and I go, you know, yelling at the ump, wishing he wasn't blind, and I wish we had instant replay because I know he was safe. But even with all that said, I think we're taking away from the last pure sport we have left by putting the instant replay in. And you're right. There is already some really long games in baseball. Now you throw in the instant replay, which, like you said, the irony of the first instant replay in baseball being the Chicago Cubs, and they happen to lose it. You know, you couldn't have asked for much better comical relief than that. But I'm mixed. I see the benefits, but I can honestly say I think we've taken away the last pure sport left.
Well, and you know what, and I think that's what a lot of people kind of think and fear, that, you know, I guess that there's so much about tradition with baseball, and I wish that we had had a time to get into that, but there's so much into the tradition of baseball and the history of baseball and the stats of baseball, and we just, you know, if you're a stats guy, baseball's your guy. I mean, that's your game, and, you know, there's just so much tied to the history and, you know, getting into the Hall of Fame and, you know, just a lot of different things that have happened. And so, you know what, Kevin, and I'm seeing people bring food around me, so I'm just saying you better hurry up and make your way back up here.
So, well, since you mentioned food, I'll go ahead and get Jeff Photo then. I'm coming up for the food, so, because I've got to beat you to the line, Tom.
All right. Well, we'll catch you when you get up here, Kevin, and we'll talk to you again soon. By the way, Kevin, I know you got a brand new Twitter. What is it?
Say again?
You got a brand new Twitter. What is it?
Oh, it is Philly Country Boy. It's PhillyCntryBoy.
All right. All right, Kevin, we'll see you up here. I tell you what, you got about 2 minutes to get up here because we got about 2 minutes left of the show here, and that's it. So, you know, I'm going to make a beeline for the food line. A beeline for
the
food
line.
All right. Kevin Chapman, one of our photographer for thebalanceonline.com and also our kind of a co-host, fill-in co-host when we need him and so forth. So glad that he could kind of come in and pinch hit for us tonight, no pun intended. We've been out here at Victory Field, and I tell you what, it's been a great time, and we appreciate all of our listeners all across the country that listen to us every Thursday. Of course, don't miss The Balance every Saturday morning from 9-11 right here on the Balance Radio Network, and all of our fans over on Indiana Talks that's listening to us between 10 and 11. So, you know, it's so good to have you along. My name is Saul Mark with Sal Presidente. Make sure you follow us on Hot Corner, at Two Hot Corner, or at T-Balance. And, of course, Pro Indy, IndianMay.com. And I'll tell you what, just right around the corner is going to be a lot more great action here in Indianapolis with the brand new inaugural Indianapolis Grand Prix, as well as the Indianapolis 500. So the month of May, it's going to be very, very exciting. And I'm excited to be a part of it, and I'm excited to bring the action to you. And I tell you what, it has been a thrill for me to bring you tonight's broadcast from Victory Field. I tell you what, it's time for me to go. Remember, don't drink and drive. It isn't cool. I got to go get me a hot dog. I'll see you.
Blind. My baby loves 'cause the sun is shining.
baseball. It's a little of both, they say. Our ball club may be minor league, but at least it's triple A. We sit below.
Join us next week for The Balance. In the meantime, check us out on Twitter, T-Balance, or Facebook, The Balance, or online at www.thebalanceonline.com.